Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much, I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Welcome to the Fun and Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the gains begin. What's up, you guys? Hello, welcome back to the Fun and Gains Podcast. It's good to be chatting with you all here today on this Wednesday, our favorite day of the month. Week. Favorite day of the week. Can you tell I'm still a little bit out of it? Honestly, though, I am feeling a lot better and feeling a lot more hopeful, so that is good. I hope all of you guys are doing well. I would love to hear an update and just be able to reconnect with you guys. I definitely feel like I have been removed for quite some time because of everything going on. Of course, I've been loving this time to be able to enjoy recovery and not feel guilty about it. And I am taking my time, but still, I miss you guys. I love being able to connect with you all. And I'm hoping good news comes soon about my situation because I want to have an event in my gym. It is pretty much set. I am ready. So hopefully we can get a date nailed down at some point. I just am wanting that in-person connection again. And for today's episode, I'm going to be giving 3 takeaways from 2023. This is a little bit sad news, but we are wrapping up season 2 of the podcast. I cannot believe we've done 2 years of this already. It feels like yesterday I started this podcast. I cannot believe we have finished our 2nd season. This is just insane to me. I am going to take this small break in between seasons and coming back so strong next year. I cannot wait. I have so many ideas for rebranding, finally nailing down a lot of the guests that I wasn't able to this year. I am ready to bring you guys everything. So this little break is going to be awesome to plan and prep and just come in fully loaded for the new year. I am extremely excited about this, and I am going to be missing these weekly chats with you guys, but just stay up to date on my other platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of that. So while I will miss you here, you can still stay in the loop on other platforms. But I wanted to do a year recap, some lessons I've learned. And the first one I'm going to say is community. I've learned how crucial and important having a community can be to each of us. And that is online. I love you guys so much. Every time I get to meet you, and all of the events, I will just shout them out. First of all, Gymshark threw me my own event in Houston at the beginning of this year. I still can't believe that was this year of 2023. It seems like a lifetime ago, but that was so fulfilling and incredible. And everyone who came showed out. I felt so honored to be able to be working with Gymshark and have that event together where it was just me. We worked on our pull-ups. We had the dead hang challenge. Like, it genuinely was so much fun and so, so incredible. The next event that I got to have in person was Lift Manchester, which has been on my bucket list for so long. Going to the UK with Gymshark has been like one of the colossal things I've been waiting to do. And while I still want to go to London, I want to go to their store in London, and I also want to go to Birmingham to see their headquarters and everything. I haven't done either of those yet. That is for hopefully next year's, fingers crossed. But this year, still to be invited out for an international trip, that meant so much to me. That was such a high on my like dream goal list to do. That was very, very fulfilling. And meeting all of you, being able to see so many of you that I wouldn't normally be able to see or meet, means so much. And it is so fun, just the connections and the stories and learning from you guys. Some of you guys literally make me sob and cry, and I am actually here for it. I love being able to have those in-person and real moments with you guys, as well as teaching fun classes, just being around the atmosphere. I live for that. It is an energy giver. And then more recently, we got to do the Gymshark Lift LA event, which again, such an amazing experience. And that was the first time that I actually was able to relax and not stress as much. I feel like since I've had so many of these events under my belt, now I can just thoroughly enjoy them and not like worry about getting so much content, like have so much fun. And I just learn so much every time about myself. I learn so much more about you. I get to just meet and relax with the other creators and just friends. And they're such a boost of energy. They are always a highlight, and I'm so thankful for my sponsors for allowing these and for you guys being here supporting me and so I can actually attend these events, but more importantly, meet you guys and chat. I want to have more events again. I cannot wait to open up my gym and to get that process moving of having a couple in-person events with you guys. More details to come. Fingers crossed, everything is okay with the doctors and everything, but with all of that, how important community is to me in person, of surrounding myself around people who uplift me, surrounding myself around situations and things that give me energy instead of take away. I have found myself countless times not really understanding that or not giving myself what I need or what I deserve energy wise. I will just put myself in situations where I'm like, that really isn't serving me. I leave feeling worse than when I, you know, went there. So I just have been listening to that and really understanding and feeling that sense of community, how important it is to just surround yourself around like-minded people, have those energies and vibes, and letting go of things that don't serve you. The second thing is more of an in-person community. So when I had this past surgery, the community I live around seriously stepped up more than I could have ever imagined. I had so much support through friends, through my mom immediately flying out, people locally here, especially online. I was definitely scared to talk about this and bring it up because it's something that is very personal and very vulnerable. And as a female, still, I have just those feelings of failure, and it's just sad. It's also a very scary time. So if I were to like read any negative comment or anything, it would just put me in such a bad headspace, which I haven't. Everybody's been so kind and nice, but community online and in person, everybody who just stepped up to help, I did not realize how important that is. And as an army brat, I never had that system. I never had that support system in person. I always had my family, and we have each other's backs, and we are so freaking close. Like, we would do anything for each other. But to have actual friends go out of their way, cook me meals, drop it off, have friends say, I'm taking Vinny for the day, and then bring him back home later on when I literally can't get up off of the couch, and also bring me more food as I came home. Like, I genuinely have been very humbled and grateful for all of these experiences and realizing if I ever now know somebody's going through a hard time or needs help, I am going to be the first person or one of the first people to offer to help, to cook meals, to just help watch kids, just help those around me, and how important that is and how much closer I feel to those who have helped me. I feel indebted to everybody. So I just thought that was a really cool, very sad and tragic lesson, but also what a beautiful lesson I've learned that now in the years coming, if I ever meet someone who's gone through something horrible, I can kind of be a support for them, hopefully moving forward. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. The second thing I feel like I've really learned this year is how... this one's like a lot of them. I feel like I've just had a big thing of growth and I don't know how to exactly put it into words, but how strong our mind and our will is. Like if we really push ourselves, we are going to grow in so many different ways. I have grown so much this year because there have been countless hardships, not even including the health things I've been going through, but also building the gym, going through trying to figure out that business, trying to push myself in other creative ways, Vinny growing up being a mom, supporting Darian through his school, the countless days I am alone, weeks and months that he is off and away, figuring everything out by myself, something that I didn't think I'd be strong enough to do, but I have adapted and I've been able to do it. And I just feel very proud of myself for what genuinely has been probably the worst year of my life, if not one of the worst years. It has been physically, mentally, and emotionally draining, but I have kept showing up. And that, I guess that is the lesson, right? To keep showing up. I have so much passion in that saying, and I believe in that so much because so many times I have been beaten down and just defeated and wanted to give up. And I am like, no, I'm going to keep showing up, even if my 100% today, even if my effort is not even nearly what it used to be, I can still do a little bit. So just continuously pushing myself a little bit each day and showing myself I can and I am strong, that is the hugest lesson that I have learned and I'm really grateful for, even though it's been extremely painful in so many ways. If there's anything I can say about this year, it is that I stuck through it and that I kept showing up as much as I could, as best as I could. And a lot of times I will get in my head of, oh, I didn't do enough. And I feel like I have truly, in this self-reflection, just completely given that up. Like, I know I have given it my all, even though it's maybe not what I wanted to do. Every day I know I'm trying my best, and that actually is enough. I feel like I am doing enough. I feel like I am enough now. And that has been a huge self-growth moment for me. And I cannot encourage you all enough to just keep showing up even on those bad days, even though I know it's not going to be your 100% that you used to give. Whatever you can give to show up for yourself is going to help continuously push you along and to help you improve and to get to where you want to go. The last lesson I have learned this year is a more recent one. I have learned that rest is okay and rest is needed. I've always known that, right? Like, I am all for rest days. I'm all for all of that. But when it comes to balancing work with being a mom, that margin of rest is non-existent because chores need to be done in the house. Laundry needs to be done. Grocery shopping needs to be done. Cooking needs to be done. Cooking takes up the whole day. I mean, genuinely just cooking a meal for me, Vinny, and then cleaning up. I mean, so much time has gone past, so I'm like always trying to look for those quick ones. But regardless, time is so slim between, again, I don't want to miss any of Vinny's time with him. So I'm always trying to find creative ways to work and then completely shut it off and just be present with Vinny so I can still be a mom because I want to do both. But it is very hard to find any of that balance of rest, because whenever I have rest in the past, I've always felt so guilty that I am being lazy or taking too much time off or whatever it is. So I've just welcomed that so much more. And honestly, I think that's because I've been a little bit more forced into enjoying this rest. I genuinely have needed it and I haven't really felt guilty at all taking so much time to just rest and heal and recover. It has been so nice and freeing, and I feel like this is really the first time I've been able to thoroughly enjoy that, mostly guilt-free. And that has shown me how much my body needs to relax, how I need to release some stressors, take some things off of my plate, figure out how I can do things more optimally so that I can still have energy and just be a little bit more happy and relaxed and stress-free instead of always anxious, always nose on the grindstone, like that grind mode 24/7 type of thing. So I think I've really been able to learn that this year and take the foot off the gas just a tiny bit, but also keep it on there and, you know, of course, like never giving up. It's not like I'm not doing things. It's just I'm doing them a little bit better and smarter, if that makes sense. So those are really the three big lessons I've learned, and it's kind of sad that this is the end of this season for the podcast, but honestly, I'm taking some of my own advice. I'm going to be resting up the end of this year, enjoying the holidays with family, and I'm so excited to come back so strong the next year. So just a quick little season break, and we'll be back, just like all your other favorite shows that you like to binge watch. Honestly, it's been fantastic the past 2 years. We're coming back, so don't fret, don't worry. I'm very excited for what's to come and for this whole rebranding, so keep your eyes peeled for when Fun and Games is going to be back. And with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic end to your 2023 year, and I will catch you all in 2024 for some more Fun and Games. Bye! You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.